Paul, would you see the difference in the series if you guys say you're okay from the injury?
Well, albeit one, I don't think tonight's game was indicative of the way the first five went. But just that, such an incredibly tight series. Shots are almost identical, chances the same, zone time the same. The margin for error was very slim in those first five, and we were wrong in three of them and right in two of them. So tonight's game didn't look like the others. Be careful with excuses. We got beat. You know, I didn't think that we had that sustainable gas for the whole series. I didn't feel we had it coming into it, but we played as hard as they could for five games, and there were a lot of good stretches of hockey in here. And I think they played as hard as they could tonight, and they didn't quit. I mean, look at that. There's, you can see it in their faces going into that third. There's not a lot of reserve there, and they kept pushing, so I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the way they handled that.
So, Paul, in hindsight, was a series loss at the end of Game 5 and how that finished?
Well, it was lost here tonight. You'll suffer defeats, and you got to get off. We beat them in overtime, so you got to get off the mat.
Those both goals that look like there could be some goaltender interference, obviously you couldn't challenge the second one. What explanation did you get on the first? Was it that Bufflin was the one that caused the interference?
Helly felt that he got bumped first before Buff took it, and that's what pulled him off the post. So I'm taking care of my number one guy in that spot. Like, he feels it, so. And he responded. I mean, it wasn't really Connor kept that game at that number. And if he doesn't, if he's agitated, if he's pissed that we didn't challenge it, we might get a different performance. The second one's goalie interference. I got no way to challenge that. You got to rely on the guys in the ice to make the right call.
Got out of that first down one.
Yeah.
Probably. Can you try to explain that second?
It was just an augmentation of the first. We didn't have a whole lot of pushback. They'll sit a bit on in the third. That's part of us being able to come back for sure. I just didn't think we had a whole lot left.
Desperation showed up in the third.
Yeah, but you're also talking about a really, really high level of risk into that too. And again, they're going to sit back and not push the game the exact same way. So it'll look like you're coming, like you've got some. I mean, you're running on. You're trying to play smart through two, and when we couldn't get it moved very well, we couldn't make a lot of complete a lot of things. It was a grinder for us.
The emotions and how the game five ended. How tough was it to start tonight?
Yeah. The only thing positive about that is we scored real early in Game 5, so that's what we're selling on the bench.
High expectations, not just from outside.
Yeah.
Your own, right?
Yeah.
Can you put into words what this end is?
It's painful as hell because you think you're right there, but you got beat by a team that thinks the exact same thing. So we came in and earned the points that we earned, the spot that we earned, and they matched it. And when we got into this series, they were a little better in a few areas than we were over the course of five. They were a hell of a lot better than we were tonight. And that's what's going on around the league. I mean, we didn't hit the 8 seed and finish 40 points ahead of these guys. These guys finished with what we did, and they were a little better.
Also, is there still not playing?
Yeah, I had two guys that I wasn't sure on tonight, and it's a pretty courageous effort. We'll give you the list when we get back, decide what the players are willing to bar. But he sucked it up, and proud of him for doing that.
I feel that down the stretch and into the postseason, there was something missing compared to the team.
Yeah, I think the team that we had last year ran about 7 or 8 straight home games in March, and didn't enjoy the East Coast and the West Coast 3 times each in the last, whatever it was, since the All-Star break. We were hoping that we could recover, you know, that 3 days would be enough. We had a flight day and then 2 days to get into it. And I thought, all I know is they played as hard as they could, right? It wasn't always perfect, but through 5 games, they competed with whatever they had. And they hung in as long, and we didn't have it tonight.
Off the opening draw, you guys take possession of it. A very good player in Andrew Kopp just rolls off the stick. It's an offside. Would it be too much of a reach to say that was nerves off the hop of the game?
No. Or yes, I would, because then it would have disappeared and you saw that event. a number of times, right? Not with Andrew Kopp, but there was a lot of stuff that was there that didn't get done, right? Little pucks off the skates, just some simple plays that we're usually very good at making. We fought hard to, the puck wasn't an easy thing for us to corral tonight. So I don't think it was nerves at the start, and then that dissipated. I think that was kind of the way we looked with the puck all night.